Shane Skinner, manager of Public Works. It's pothole season again, and I think we hear this every year. Oh, this is the worst they've ever been. Any truth to that? Do you know?
I would not say as of yet that we've been through the worst of it. We're still at the beginning of the season. A lot of stuff is hidden underneath the snow, so yet to be discovered, shall we say. At which point we'll be able to make a more accurate depiction of if it's the worst. But there are a lot of them starting to pop up. So we're out there with the hot box, applying cold mix that's at a warm temperature to temporarily repair the holes until we get the asphalt plants open up to do a more permanent repair.
Okay, so this is kind of a Band-Aid approach until you get the hot mix?
Well, it's to make sure that we're compliant with the minimum maintenance standards, which dictates a response time to make sure that roads are passable. That's what we're trying to adhere to, and obviously to prevent damage to vehicles and equipment that use the roads.
Okay, can we go back kind of a bit to the basics and what causes a pothole in the first place?
So essentially, there's a crack or a deflection in the asphalt that allows water to permeate beneath the asphalt surface, which then during the freeze-thaw cycle, so, you know, we have those nice sunny days like yesterday where everything's melting, and then during the day that allows the water to seep in, and then overnight when we get the minus 18s, that freezes and causes the asphalt to pop up, and then creates a void underneath, migrates some of the sand away and so on and so forth. And then when a heavy truck or a car goes over it, it pounds it back down, which causes a depression in the asphalt. And there you go. That's called a pothole. Some other times, if you're not as fortunate, depending on the heavy equipment, they can pop that asphalt chunk right out. And that's why you see the gravel underneath there as well. So there's a couple of common ways they will display themselves. One will be an asphalt void, or just a clear cut of asphalt on out of the road.
And it's all because when water freezes, it expands.
It expands, yeah, and creates that void underneath the asphalt, and then the heavy equipment has the weight to just get rid of that asphalt layer and depress it into the ground and creating the model.
So the python, I've seen it out. I got a picture of it a couple of weeks. Is it the only thing you're using right now to patch potholes?
No, we have the python is primarily used on our heavier traffic roads. It's a lot safer, and it can dictate stay in a little bit area a little bit longer and do a lot more work. So we're looking at the connecting link, basically where we're doing the construction, as we know from all the way from Kamascosha Highway, like our major through Ferris Municipal Road. All the way in front of Cemetery Hill, so on and so forth, through Schumacher and Algonquin, the main drag. We primarily use that there just because it's easier than putting a lot of staff at risk getting out using the shovels and the tamper. So that's part of the other thing. And it does a more permanent job when we have the hot mix as well, with less traffic and as far as people are concerned.
So on less traveled routes, you do have the workers out there with the shovel and the tamper.
Yeah, okay. Correct. So we have we bring them out there with what's called a hot box that we alluded to. Normally, the ideal situation is that it gets hot asphalt. It maintains the temperature so then we can place it permanently. At this time of year, we put the cold mix in there to keep it at a pliable temperature versus, you know, if we pick it up, it's frozen right now. And so we've got to get it to a malleable state. So we can put it in the potholes, tamper it down, and give it a little bit of longevity. But again, with Mother Nature, there's water in the hole already. We try and clean that out as best we can, or there's snow in the hole. Create some water, and then the sun hits it, and then boom, sometimes it pops back out again.
Now, we all have our favorite potholes, if I can put it that way. What should I do if I encounter a pothole, and hopefully not with the wheel of my car?
Well, if there's potholes that you're aware of, the best thing to do is to contact Service Timmins or email the city with regards to that. We do have patrolmen out noting them. We are aware of a lot of them, but sometimes, like we said, they do pop up technically overnight because the freeze and thaw cycle. There's new ones that do pop up every day. And with that, contacting Service Timmins, they can make us aware. We had a press release earlier this week where, or a comment on Facebook, that just posting it on the Timmins Ontario page, we don't patrol that. We don't observe that constantly. So there might be issues that are missed. The other thing is that we are aware some areas where these issues have become is where there's been a water main break and those areas are left on gravel. So it's not even a pothole, it's just a rutted road. Please report those as well so we can know that we have to maintain those. Those will, we do try and maintain them as best we can, but sometimes if we're not there, they might be worse than what we remember, and that way we'll be able to maintain them.
And don't rely on the other guy to report it to Service Timmins.
No, please, anything that the public does to report to Service Timmins and or through our email distribution will be recognized and put into our work plans, and it's easier to do it that way. Keep us informed. Like we said, we have a lot of kilometers of road to cover, and so if there's any issues, we can dip it the butt that way through our daily work plan.
And it's better to hear about something several times than not at all.
Correct.
Anything you want to add to any of this?
Again, I'm always about the being patient. We do have a response time that we have to do in accordance with the minimum standards. But if a pothole pops up on a Sunday afternoon, it might be addressed Monday, but it will not be addressed within that day kind of thing. So we do have some time to, and we have a lot of, the pothole in front of your house is always the most important one, but there's a lot of kilometers of road that we have to address as well.